listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. I have very limited time, obviously, it's Jumu'ah. So therefore, I will just highlight few issues which every day is going on for the past 11 and a half months approximately. So the issue of Masjidul Aqsa, the issue of Hamas, the issue of the Yahud and the Jutlas. What does Almighty Allah speak about the Yahud and the Jutlas and the Jews in the Noble Quran? That should be our starting point. Almighty Allah speaks of them regarding what they said about Almighty Allah. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jews said that Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah forbid, His hands are fastened, meaning He's very stingy. So Almighty Allah says, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Allah made them stingy and they are cursed because of what they said. Most of you don't know Afrikaans, but if you knew Afrikaans, in Afrikaans under the apartheid government, it was very famous. Yeah, was a Jewet. You are so stingy just like a Jew. A khuya Jewet as a doya Jewet. A good Jew is a dead Jew. They took this from this Quranic verse. What does Almighty Allah say regarding the Jews and the prophets and messengers? فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. That you are the ones, you rejected the prophets and the messengers, like Nabi Isa alayhi salam, like Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, and you murdered and martyred the prophets and messengers. They are the ones who martyred and murdered Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. They even tried to assassinate Jesus, who's a Palestinian, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Even tried to assassinate Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Regarding the Jews and the Malaika, Quran speaks of all this. They said, Jibreel alayhi salam, we hate him, Allah forbid. We love Mikail alayhi salam. Allah said, Man kana aduwan lillah wa malaikatihi wa rusuli wa jibreela wa mikala fa inna Allah aduwan lil kafirin. If you reject any one of the angels, you reject any one of the messengers and the prophets, then Almighty Allah hates you and Almighty Allah is going to punish you. When you look at the divine books and scriptures, that is the book given to them, Taurat. What they did with it? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَعْدِئِهِ. That they brought about interpolation, addition, omission to the divine book and scripture. Therefore today, we challenge them always on the radio. For the Christians, we say, go to the Pope and tell him to read the Bible in the original language by memory. And then the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. When we told the Jutlas, they bring your biggest rabbis, your chief rabbi of Israel or South Africa or anywhere else to read the Torah in the original language by memory. So they called us anti-Semite, they'll call us terrorists and so forth. They divert the argument. We challenging you for the Quran Sharif. We don't bring one, two, we bring millions. Male, female, adult, children, Arabs, non-Arabs. So that is the miracle of the Noble Quran. What does the Quran Sharif say regarding the Jews vis-a-vis to you Muslims, to all of us? What does Allah say? You should know all this, O Muslim. You can't be living in Alice in Wonderland. Surah 5, verse number 82. The last verse of the six supara, the six Jews. Allah says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, O Muslims, for now and the future, will be the Jews. Allah didn't speak of Zionists. Today among our circles, you have some people who say, no, the Jews are not our enemy. The Zionists are our enemy. Both are our enemy. But Quran didn't say about Zionism. It spoke about Judaism and the Jews. And remember, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen. We never ever said at any time, every Jew, every Hindu. But we will say, majority of them. Look at Israel, look at India. In India, our Maulana Kaleem Siddiqui, he's doing good work. And remember, he is converting people who come to him and say, make me Muslim. They arrested him and sazae maut sunadiya. They said that you're going to be in jail right till the time of death. Can you imagine, supposed to be the largest democracy in the world? Israel, you know the war crimes, the genocide, the Holocaust going on for 77, 78 years. So they are our worst enemies. But don't make the mistake. Allah does not allow it. Laysu sawa'a. Remember that they all are not the same. You get some Jews who are very sympathetic to us. They are Jews. But remember, they want justice and fairness. Similarly, among the idol worshippers, you get some of them. You can't paint everybody with the same brush. Quran does not allow that. So we need to be clear on this issue as well. What will happen to them, to the Jews? Quran says all this. All this I'm quoting you from Quran Sharif. Chapter 7, verse 167. Quran Kareem says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah has announced, He will continuously send against them, the Jews, the Juttas, who will punish them, the worst punishment. Whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, but the fact remains they're helping the Palestinians more than the Sunni Arab countries. So that is the truth which we can't deny. So we have to speak the truth. We don't have to curry favor with any person. So see, Allah has made them mu'azzab. Allah will continuously punish them for their crimes they committed against Almighty Allah, against the prophets and messengers, against the divine books and scriptures, against humanity at large. So that chapter 1 finished. Chapter 2, why is Palestine? So why is it so important to us? It's month of Rabiul Awwal. We can speak for hours, but there's no time. Habibuna, when you go to Masjid Nabawi, on the wall you will see all the honorary titles of the Master alayhi salam. So you will find there Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. He, the Master alayhi salatu salam, journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, that is called Isra. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Beginning of the 15 Supara, 15 Jews, chapter 17, verse 1. And Mi'raj from Masjid al-Aqsa, after meeting the Anbiya prophets, leading them in Salat, they are the ones, they had the shock. They had the desire to meet the Master alayhi salatu salam. Allah took a pledge and covenant from them. Will you help the Master alayhi salam? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. They said 100%. So they met Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam and they said, we will always promote you. Go read every book you will see. You see Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, they all said and spoke of the Master alayhi salam will be the last and the final messenger sallallahu alayhi salam. So Allah chose Palestine, chose Masjid al-Aqsa to be the only place in the history of humanity at one time, at one place, all the prophets and anbiya alayhi salam assembled there. And Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be Imam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. And his Qibla, Ula, our first Qibla, so many virtues, Anbiya were born there. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, was born in Baitul Lahmin, in Bethlehem. Nabi Musa alayhi salam cried, open Bukhari Sharif, open Muslim Sharif. He cried to Allah, Ya Allah, let me pass away. In Arabic we say, Ramyu Hajarin, a stone's throw away from Masjidul Aqsa. So imagine, Anbiya born there, Anbiya passing away there, Anbiya being resurrected there. So such a holy, sacred place it is, and so forth. Then the next issue will come, Hamas. Wama adraka man Hamas. Do you know who is Hamas, brothers? We met Hamas. We're very proud about it. We don't have to fear anybody. Understand this thing here. A Muslim who got through Iman, you don't have to be apologetic to anybody. We don't have to compromise on our faith. We are the ones, we will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, inshallah. We are the ones who will help our Mujahideen at all times. So who are Hamas? Let me give you a very brief history. 1987, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, nawwar Allah marqadahu, from his neck downwards, a paraplegic. But he mobilized the people in Gaza. And remember, they won free and fair elections, all that happened. Ariel Sharon, what he did in 2004, after Sheikh Ahmed Yasin came out of the masjid in Gaza Fajr time, the F-16 came and tore him to pieces. But Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. His hadith in Bukhari Sharif, listen carefully. His hadith in Bukhari Sharif, his hadith a Qudsi, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Master alayhi salam said, قَالَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. Allah states, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيَّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever harms, and you have animosity, hatred, for my khasane khuda, for my special servants, the awliyaullah, I Allah, I will wage war against you. فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. The only place you will find this in all the ahadith put together. The only place you will find something similar in the Quran Sharif. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse number 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from riba, interest, sood, biaj, Allah is warning you, O Muslim, be prepared for a war against Allah Ta'ala, against Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ariel Sharon murdered, martyred him. After 3 weeks, he martyred the second ruler, second leader of Hamas, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. After that, what happens? He gets a stroke, Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal. And then, in 8 years, brothers, he stayed in Sakarat. Nobody could help him. They got the biggest doctors, professors from America, Europe, Israel. And Allah kept him in such a situation. It's a pity you don't understand Afrikaans. In Afrikaans, they got the appropriate word for this. He had the vrek. V-R-E-K. He died like a dog. You must remember that. Play the deen of Islam. Allah will humiliate you in such a way. Today you brothers, you go to Turkey and just come back with Turkish delight and so forth. Do you know what is the history of Turkey? When the Khilafate Usmaniyah was removed by Kemal Ataturk, and he made a mockery of the ulama and the beard. He told the women, how dare you wear the niqab and hijab? You must walk around with miniskirts. The time came for his death, Kemal Ataturk. They went to bury him. The land and the sand would not accept him. Go in Istanbul even today and you will see where is he buried. They just dumped him and put him in some marble box and said, there he is. That is Allah, my brothers. Our deen is too valuable. It is not up for negotiation. It is not up for sale to anybody. Remember this. So therefore, our function must be to promote the deen of Islam and defend the deen of Islam. And we must fear none in that. We must be very clear on that issue there. So carry on, Ismail Haniyeh becomes the Amir. Who is Ismail Haniyeh? You ask Mohana Usman Katwa, he studied in Jalalabad. Hazrat Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu was the Imam of Tasawwuf. You must remember that I went to Hazratji, 1977. We spent whole Ramadan there. Everybody is like Maulana, you know, five pillar and short kurta. I'm odd man out. That I got this white topi of mine, normal, China, made in China, no virtue for it, you understand. And then I got long kurta on. So Hazrat called me, he said, Lamba kurta wala. That's the name he gave me, you see. So I was very happy, alhamdulillah. So you must remember, if you're studying Ismail Haniyeh's life history, his father was a waliullah. He was a Sufi sheikh. Friday, the students, mureed, students will come there. They would read Quran. They would make dua, all that. He became a hafiz. At a very young tender age, he says, when there was Khatmul Quran, people used to call me to make Khatmul Quran and make dua. Ismail Haniyeh, remember one sentence of his, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ Our leader Ismail said, لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ We will never ever recognize Israel. See what the Shias did, the Kuffar Shia. They sold Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu out in Karbala in the 61st year after the Hijrah. They sold our leader out there now. You must remember, you know the history in Tehran. History repeated itself. Who is the current leader? Do you even know, you youth? Or you just busy with your soccer and cricket? Messi has messed your life up, my brothers. Understand these things here. It's not time for jokes and for things that are not unimportant in life. Our leader today is Yahya Sinwar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ يَحْيَى Sinwar. Do you even know who is Yahya Sinwar? Yahya Sinwar was in the Israeli jail for 22 years, 4 years solitary confinement. He learned the Hebrew language, a master strategist. I tell you three things he did. He built the biggest tunnels and the best tunnels in the world. America is giving them the biggest bombs. Germany, France, Britain, all giving. Yet they cannot penetrate those tunnels and so forth. The best tunnels with limited resources, and he has it all worked out. Nobody can penetrate that with the help of Allah. He's hiding there somewhere. The six Jutlas, they were killed by the Israeli army. Yahya Sinwar, Allah gave him that wisdom. He took those six bodies and he dumped it there in the tunnels. And he made it such, the blame must go on Israeli Defense Force, and they can blame Hamas. So they were killed by Israel Defense Force, but he wanted them to blame Hamas. So the public in Israel will turn against the government. He told Netanyahu, the war criminal, Netanyahu, I take an oath on Allah, you will curse the day your mother gave birth to you. Last week, Saturday, if you know anything of Palestine, Al-Fastin Al-Muhtalla, about occupied Palestine, he put 750,000 Jutlas on the street. And he told Ibn Salman, you know Ibn Salman? MBS. He said, I'm finishing up with Netanyahu, and then I'm coming for you. These are the people of Iman. We don't want scholars for dollars. We don't want murtads. The people who are making peace with Israel. All these kings and all of them have selling us out. Understand, you can't liberate Palestine like that. Who is Hamas? Hamas says, we want Masjid al-Aqsa. They're giving their lives, they're giving their children, they're giving everything. And when they pass away, they say, Alhamdulillah, we remember the battle of Qadisiyah, where you must remember Khansa. Khansa radiallahu anha kanat adibatan sha'iratan. The lady Sahabiya, a master of the Arabic language, four sons of hers became shaheed. She said, Ana ummu shuhada. Somebody told her, Oh Khansa, remove your niqab, little bird. You can see your sons properly. She said, I lost my four sons. I didn't lose my shame in my haya. You understanding, my mothers and sisters? Our children, when they come to Aqsa, they only have stones in the hands, iman in the heart. And they remind the Jutlas and their army, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember the battle of Khaybar in the month of Muharram, in the 70th of the Hijrah, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the banner and the flag to Sayyidina Ali, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Ali, title is Fatih Khaybar. Remember Khaybar and we're coming for you. What are they doing now? Again this week, more than 200 of them entered Masjid al-Aqsa and they desecrated Masjid al-Aqsa. Where is the Muslim Ummah? Go 1 hour from there to Masjid Khalilur Rahman. When you enter there, on the left-hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried. And then their honorable wives are buried. They closed that masjid for 4 days last week. They stole everything from that masjid and they partitioned that masjid in 1994. They entered our masjid Fajr time on 15th Ramadan Saturday, 1994, with the gun. He murdered and martyred 29 of our people while they were reading Salat, Baruch Goldstein. And then the others succumbed to the injury. 70 of them became shuhada. My brothers, Israeli justice, they partitioned this masjid. I went in 89. I went in 92. This was our masjid. When I went 5 times. Now they told me, AK, you can't come, you're dangerous. You see, Jutlas. So you must remember that. So now they partitioned. Now you, Ummah, do you know what is their plan now? If you've been to Aqsa, the whole 36 acres, the big walls, all that is part of Aqsa al-Mubarak. They say, openly they're saying, yesterday they made a cartoon, that there's smoke and fire coming out. In front you got Masjid al-Aqsa al-Qibli, the structure. In the middle you got Qubbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. Openly they say, we are going to demolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. Who is resisting them? Who is fighting them? It's only our Hamas. Show me which other Muslim country. Show me other Arab countries. Waylul lil Arab. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Woe and destruction to the Arab rulers. They will stand on the wrong side and history is judging them. What is happening currently? My time is very limited, brothers. Just few more minutes. I'll tell you in the light of Quran. And you brothers, ulama, and those who know Arabic, each one of you should be reading this book. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. And Palestinian Alim, he knows my love for Palestine, so he gave it to me and said, Sheikh, read this book here and tell your people. I sent it out to thousands of people, the PDF and so forth. What is currently happening is this. Quran has spoken of all this. Chapter 17, 15 Supara, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the final promise of Allah comes, we're entering already the precursor and the introduction to Day of Qiyamah. Things are happening so rapidly. So we are coming very near. When Qamar Qasim Sema, our principal, Rahimahullah, he passed away 2007. When he started Darul Newcastle in 73, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri told him, Qamar Qasim, Jalli jalli inko parao mishkatak aur inko farig kar do, rijal paida karo, qiyamat bahut qareeb hai. Don't worry about Bukhari and all that, just teach them till mishkat and send them out, that's what you need. So first time then 83 we taught final year, the history was done in the Darul Newcastle. Anyway, so the point I'm making here is this, from those days our great giants told us. So when the final promise approaches, Jinna bikum lafifa, this is for the kuffar. Hamas is not fighting one country, they are fighting 70 countries. Our Taliban there in Afghanistan took on 48 countries and defeated them. This war is America's war against Islam and all the others following them. And who is standing to defend Islam? Only them. Let us be honest about this. The Shias are helping for their hidden agenda and sinister motive. But the Muslim countries, they just talk, nothing else happens. So brothers, you need to understand that 60, 70 countries are fighting Hamas. What Allah says about the Mujahideen, all in the Quran. Chapter 17, verse 7. Quran says, فَإِذَا See the same words. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final promise of Allah comes, then what will the Muslim army do? لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ They will disfigure your faces. They already dispatched Jutlas, 10,000 of them straight to hell. With Allah's help and more. وَلِيَدُخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as you entered the first time through jihad and so forth. Today is Friday. You can't enter Masjid al-Aqsa just like that. If you're 40 years and younger, I see you got parking here for over 65. I told Hafiz Basar, you park there, I'm over 65 years. What you worrying? You understood? Nobody will tell you anything. You're not over 65, I'm over 65. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوْلَ مَرَّةِ So remember that they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa. And all this pride of theirs, America's veto, Allah speaks of this. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا Allah will crush this pride and arrogance. In conclusion, my brothers, what are you doing about it? You Muslim, you Muslima, what are you doing? Number one, did we ever cry for Gaza and Palestine? Number two, did we read anything? Iqra was the first word to be revealed. Third one, you get so much money. Go here. From next year, January 1st, you will need visas. Currently, you don't need visas. We're mobilizing, organizing the Ummah. Go to Palestine. It's holidays. Take your wife. Take your children. Take millions of range worth. This lecture of mine is recorded by the Jutlas even now. Take humanitarian aid and go put Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi. Imsah yadaka ala ra'sil yateem. Put your hand on that yateem orphan child. Go there and see half the population are yatama. There they don't know where their father, mother is. All passed away, became shuhada. Where are you going to go? We want to go here, go there. I'm telling you, at this time and this age, you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah, you will get more reward to go to Aqsa al-Mubarak than going to Makkah and Medina if you perform your Hajj. Who are you going to enrich? MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan? So go to Aqsa. They're crying for you. They're crying for this Ummah. Help us. We have given our best. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَعَ لَوْ تَدْبِيرًا You youngsters, I give you one incident, then I close up. There's no time. 1992, 16 ulama, we were invited. We were still under apartheid. It was 1-2 days before our return to South Africa. I was facing Aqsa. A youngster, Ka'aka, 9 years old, was facing me. So obviously we were speaking in Arabic. I told him, Ka'aka, my love for you is so intense. I want to take you back to South Africa. Morning, we'll enroll you in the school. Evening, afternoon, you go madrasa, like the system we went through. See the answer the youngster gave. I started crying. He turned around because he was facing me, and he turned and pointed to Masjid al-Aqsa. He said, Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa, your South Africa. If I leave here, who will defend Masjid al-Aqsa? Who will defend Masjid al-Aqsa? That is their cry. They said, Ya Allah, we will fall. We will give our life. Don't let Aqsa fall, Ya Allah. Bil-ruh, bil-dam, nafdika, Ya Aqsa. We will give our lives, we will give our blood for you, O Aqsa. When they march there, 1 million, 500,000, 2 million, from different parts they come. And then what they say, Labbaik ya Aqsa, Labbaik. To create that in your children, whole day playing with PlayStation, whole day playing with the TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, Shaitan Hood. What is that going to help you? I'm asking you, my youngsters. Learn about the Mujahideen, what they are doing. And one thing has happened with all this. In the past 11 months, 1 year plus minus, we have come to know exactly who are the hypocrites and who are the murtads and who are the true Muslims. Therefore, we have no confidence in our Arab countries and Muslim countries. We will liberate Palestine, Aqsa, inshallah, with the people who are prepared to give their lives for Aqsa. We will make dua for Aqsa, brothers. The way you'll say inshallah, like you're living in Gaza, you'll never eat for 3 days. We will make dua for Aqsa and go to Aqsa. That's better. So you must have some jazbah in you. You can't be just khana, peena, sona and pakhana. Just eat, drink and wasn't the toilet the whole time. You need to wake up, my youngsters and people. Allah reward all of us. Allah, I see you got a very beautiful masjid. When I entered, I see there. So after lunch, we'll go there, go read salat there also. Amzinto is on the map now. I spoke about it, mashallah. I see Amzinto got many masjids now, mashallah. Allah protect all our masajid. Wa akhiru da'wana. Inshallah, Mawlana. Mawlana Taha is graduated Darul Newcastle, mashallah. So he will render the khutbah in salat. Mata takharaj ya, Sheikh? Salat
al-fayn,
mashallah. He got graduated in 2006 after I left him, mashallah. So he's our Sheikh today, mashallah. Barakallahu fiqh.